Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Don't be discouraged. Colossians 3:9, just want to read it quickly. He says here, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature. You have. King James says the old man and all its wicked deeds. Put on, you're responsible for doing this now. Put on your new nature, your new man, and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Be renewed in your mind. Be renewed in everything and become more like Jesus. Can you imagine if we were all like Jesus? We'd walk out, you know, we'd go and empty the hospital out, first off. We'd go feed people wherever they are under bridges. We would go and see people limping and we just cast it off. Right? Come on. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Yes. Has it happened? Oh, absolutely. Tonight you might see some of that happening here. I'm believing we're going to. Amen. Amen. But as long as you're still living in your human body, it's almost impossible to acquire total death to your senses and to your passions. As long as you're still in a body, there's always going to be passions and senses warring against the spirit. Yes. Amen. Amen. And the flesh wars against the Holy Spirit. He wants what He wants. Amen. But now, your senses stimulate your passions. You can write that down. Your senses stimulate your passions. And a dead body has no sensations. Therefore, desires nothing. So if you were dead, you'd have no senses and you wouldn't be desiring anything. Correct. But you're still alive, you're still in the body, so it stands to reason that you've still got senses and passions. So stop getting so down on yourself when you mess up. That's the first thing I want to say. And start just acknowledging the fact that you've got this thing whipped. Well, how do we get it whipped? Because all attempts to correct the external creates more frenzied activity. I'm trying now to stop, let's say, smoking. And I get the patch and I get this and I get hypnotized and all kinds of things. And I'm trying, mustn't smoke. It creates a frenzy of activity in me going to stop. I'm doing everything I can to stop smoking. So my focus is totally on smoking. That's why the devil wants you to see yourself as a sinner. We're just sinners saved by grace. We're not sinners saved by grace. Because if you're a sinner, you need to be saved by grace and you'll no longer be a sinner. We're the righteousness of Christ saved by grace. And if you say I'm a sinner, then you need to get saved and then you're not a sinner. You got it with me, right? You're now a saint because He's made you a sainthood and He's sanctified you. You will never be more righteous than you are right now in your spirit. You'll never be more holy in your spirit, man, than you are right now. If you were to die today, bang, right now in front of any of us here right now, no one's gonna. But if you did, you'd be in heaven. Amen. Like that. Amen. Come on, you got to get a hold of this. This is word of faith teaching. This is God's word of truth. He said on the cross, it's finished, it's done. That means I am now saved when I've received Him. I'm now healed because He's got... But why aren't I healed? Just work on it. You'll see. Come to my healing school. All right? And my book should be coming out within a couple of weeks. So that's exciting. I've been sending back and forth. Yeah. And we'll have fun with that one. It's Healing and Health God's Divine Way. Or Divine Healing and Health God's Way. That's what it's called. All right. So... it creates a frenzy of activity And all you do is you try, must get it right, got to do it. And you're using all that energy and you're focusing all that energy on the bad. And that's why the devil says to you, you're a sinner saved by grace. We hear pastors say it. I used to say it many, many years ago. Then I got a bit of a shake up from God. Because what does a bird do? A bird flies. Why? Because there's a void. What does a fish do? A fish, why? Because he's a fish. What does a sinner do? He sins. Why? Because he's a sinner. And so the devil would love to sow one that you believe that you're a sinner. I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. But, you know, I'm a sinner. No, you're not. If you're a sinner, you're not getting into heaven. We're talking he's sanctified you. Now, your outer works, that's what we're talking about now. The inward man is supposed to direct the outward man, and therefore the external is supposed to be driven from the internal. My God, it's inside out. Amen. So then rather overcoming the problem when you're trying, and you've got this frenzy going on, it only seems to cause harsh feelings about yourself. Why? Because you fail. How many of you try to stop something and you miss? Don't show hands. Get those hands down. Because we'll all be hands and feet. We've all tried to stop doing something in our own spirit, in our own flesh, in our own willpower, right? And you failed every single time. Come on. You failed 10 times maybe, and then you got it right for a year maybe. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, some people do get it right. But willpower doesn't cut it. And then when you do fail, you feel worse and you get condemnation and you get weaker and you're weakening your whole system because now you fail. So you get that in your spirit and, oh, look at me. Don't do it that way. Amen. It only provokes and stirs up your passions within. When you're trying through willpower to stop doing something or start doing something different, it just stirs up the passions inside of you. You understand? So the solution I want to give to you right now, the only genuine way of bringing about change is by inward means. You must commit yourself wholly and completely into the hands of a loving God. I'm telling you, if God's grace cannot do it for you, Paul, it's not going to get done. Remember, my grace is sufficient. But God, this thing's beating me up. My grace is sufficient. But God, it's doing this to my life. My grace is sufficient for you. If it's not a grace from God, you're not going to get it done. And when you call on God and you start getting an intimate relationship with God, God hears the cry of your heart. He pours more grace on you. And I'm telling you that grace gets you through this deal. And now you start living the holy life. But you've got to have a relationship with God. That's why I said earlier, you can't be out of churches and not doing your Bible reading and not having time together with God. You won't have the relationship that you're going to need when you need to get through stuff. Amen. Let that just stew in that for a minute. Just let that saturate a little bit. Amen. Commitment in every circumstance where self exerts itself will in time produce a separation of the carnal from the spiritual. So if you commit in every circumstance of your life, Lord, I don't have the funds, but you know what? I'm putting it in your hands. I'm a tither, I'm a giver. I'm putting it totally in your hands. Now, Father, I thank you for the grace that you're empowering me with so that I'm able to. And Father God, and I'm telling you, as you commit it to him, sickness in your body, commit to God. Your children, commit to God. Your relationship, surrender everything to God. Surrender your life to God. Mankind don't like to surrender. We're born with a natural thing to defend and protect and keep at bay. And God is saying, no, no, no. Surrender it all. Because when you're weak, then you are strong. And it takes a strong man to admit he's weak. Amen. And to say, I cannot do it without God. There is no ways I can walk the holy walk without the grace of God. Amen. That's it. It's just that simple. I can try all I want. I've tried all I've wanted. It never worked, not once. Not once did it work. My willpower got me going, but it got me frustrated, and I eventually just bombed out. You know what I'm talking about? But when God comes in and God touches you and God starts to touch your spirit and your spirit starts to get in control of your soulless realm. Why? Because I've been renewing it to the Word of God. Now the Spirit of God gets hold of your soul and your soul says to your body, this is the way it's going, big boy. Remember, the body has got nothing in it. It's the soul. If the body is dead, it's got no passions, no desires, no wants. But it's being directed by the soulless realm. And if the soulless realm is not hooked up with God, is not getting direction from God to change its way. That's why it says, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they know me. And they follow me. And in Romans 8, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So if I'm a child of God, I need to be led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God resides in my spirit. That's where he made the temple for him to reside and dwell in. When he came with his blood and he sanctified and made me righteous and he created the temple and the veil tore in two, bang, God entered. And bang, we entered, right? Now with that relationship with God, and I'm spending time, and I know him, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, he knows me, I know him, and I follow him. Let me tell you what, when I start following him, you think he's going to lead me into unholiness? No, I will walk more holy. You need to get a relationship with God. You need to have a permanent relationship with God. You need to get that thing back again that you had once before. And you got to find your first love again. And you got to get sold out the way you were when you first got saved. That's how we got to be. And we got to call on God. We got to turn to God in everything you do. Before you go out the house in the morning, say, Lord, what do you want us to do today? Because that's what we're going to do. When you get in your car, say, God, I thank you that I get to my destination and back safely. When you get to your destination, thank you, Lord, for opportunities that you're going to give me to help people's lives. Live with God. Seek God. Get into that relationship with him. Oh, God, you'll find out how much he loves you. Is it available to me? It's available to everybody. It's available to us all. That's why he rent the veil in two. He said, now come. Come. Come in boldly into the throne of grace. Come boldly into the throne of grace. When you have need of help and you need mercy, come on in and you'll receive grace. Remember Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel had the mountain. And God said to him, you call that mountain by grace? And he said, grace, grace to plain. When Paul was crying, he couldn't do anything. Help me, help me, help me three times. God said, my grace is sufficient for you. But now you got to understand that grace comes in portions and for different things. You have grace to do a certain job. You've been graced to live with a certain person. You got a grace to do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes the grace lifts. You ever had a job you loved and then all of a sudden, after years, it became, the grace lifted. Any of you know what I'm talking about? But God's got grace for every occasion. He's got grace for everything. He's got grace for anything. Call upon God. Get involved with God. If you're going through hell today, if you're going through a storm of life today, if you're going through a dark season, a winter season, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is not going to just get you through. It's going to propel you forward. And you're going to come out like Job, two times better than you when you went in. Grab upon the grace of God. Call on God. Stop trying your willpower. Try God power.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, It's Never Too Late. Do you ever feel like your life